Okay, you are good to go whenever you want to start.
All right, let's go ahead and get started. So I hereby call the meeting to order.
Okay, so I will take roll. All right, Commissioner Amy Buck?
I'm here.
Commissioner Tanya Dobie?
I am here.
Commissioner Faruqi?
I'm here.
Commissioner Hamill? Commissioner Lee?
Here.
Commissioner Matsuba? No, you're muted.
Here, sorry.
That's okay, thank you. Commissioner Nimothy?
Here.
Commissioner Carrie Reynolds? Commissioner Mike Reynolds?
Present.
Commissioner Steinberg?
Present.
And Commissioner Wang?
Present.
Thank you. Okay. All right, do you want me to move on to item two?
Yes, let's move on to item two.
Okay, item two is opening quote reflection.
All right, Janie.
Yep, Janie, you're muted.
I did not realize it was me. Sorry, I don't have anything. Does anybody have anything? Rabbi?
Well,
help me out.
I already
stopped. The rescue.
I was going to say, I already gave the only wisdom I have for today, which is you got to try your jeans on.
And I'm going to oblige to that. Oi.
Okay.
Sorry.
Well, that's okay. No problem. Why don't we look forward to hearing from you to
January.
Open up 2021? Yes.
And
we're all hoping 2021 is a much better year, and you can give us a wonderful dose of optimism to start the new year.
Awesome. Yes, will do. Thank you.
Okay. So why don't we move on to item number three?
Okay. Item number three is the overview of monthly summary of commission activities.
Abby,
Yes. Hi, everybody. I was just really excited to see the grid or the matrix on all the wonderful activities that have been done. I was especially pleased to see the community outreach, and I think Rabbi Rick was talking about that just as we were all coming on, how, you know, we do it from our kitchens and living rooms and whatever rooms we have, and the activities have been really important to reach out to the community and to build relationships. And support to hate crime victims, while it's very sad that it's happening, it's great that the support that's being delivered has just, you know, quadrupled. So that is excellent visibility in terms of the Orange County Human Relations Commission and the work that they're doing. Lots of other areas have been very steady. And just one additional to highlight is the police community reconciliation activities that are being done. So kudos to all the commissioners.
Excellent. Thank you, Addie. Any questions for Addie before we move on?
I have a question for Norma, and that has to do with police community relations. Is that our staff that does that, or do we have volunteers that do that? How exactly does that get staffed out?
It's staff. So everything that you see here is staff-driven.
And that's different than the council's mediation program, which is a whole different thing through the courts.
Oh, no, that's not part of this. That's a whole other different. That's a different department. I do want to share, though, and thanks for bringing that up, Rabbi. My staff and I, starting January, would like to do many presentations on the different programming. Just, for example, for police community relations, share a little bit about our history, what we're currently doing and some of the challenges that we face with this project. So we'll be taking pieces of what we do, kind of educate, bring awareness to all commissioners about what these programs do and how we do it. And then also, you know, what are the ways that we might be able to improve or actually get support from commissioners in being able to elevate the work.
That's a superb idea.
Excellent. Thank you. Sorry about the race car in the background. Okay, so any other questions for Addie or anybody else regarding the overview of monthly summary commission activities? All right, let's move on to the open forum.
Okay, if anyone would like to speak, if you could please hit star 9 now. And nope, we don't have any requests.
Okay, then let's move on to the next item.
Okay, item number 4 is review and approve the 2021 commission meeting calendar.
Okay, and that one falls to me. The current bylaws specify that we are to hold our meetings on the second Thursday of each month and start at 11 a.m. Looking at the calendar for 2021, it looks like we have January 14th, February 11th, March 11th, April 8th, I guess that means April Fool's Day, it's a Thursday, May 13th, June 10th, July 8th, August 12th, September 9th, October 14th, and then we have Veterans Day, so we don't have a meeting scheduled for November, we have December 9th. Quick question, though. Would the commission like to schedule a meeting for, say, the Thursday? I guess if we go the Thursday after Veterans Day, we're running up closer to Thanksgiving, but maybe the Thursday before Veterans Day? I just put it out there for consideration by the commission. We probably would have to get a ruling from County Council as to whether or not we can get a variance from the bylaws on that, but I think it's at least worthwhile to have the discussion.
Just to kind of fill in, Michael. the commission chair is able to call a special meeting, so we wouldn't need to go through County Council to do that. If you decide to do that now, we definitely can set the date, and it would just fall under the special meeting rule in the bylaws.
Okay. I'd like to take the temperature of the rest of the commissioners to see if there's a desire to meet maybe the first Thursday of November. And we don't have to make a decision today, but, you know, we could certainly be thinking about it and come to a decision sometime in the next few months.
I have a question before we take the temperature, Mr. Chair, and that is, Norma, don't the bylaws allow for a blackout date or the ability to skip a meeting in the summer and in December, or am I misremembering that?
That is actually not part of the current bylaws, but it's in the bylaw changes that are supposed to be proposed. I have not been approved yet.
That would be July and December that are potentially dark in the if the amended bylaws are approved and adopted.
So if that happens before November of next year, then maybe it is worthwhile to add a meeting to November, particularly if we're going to be dark in December.
Yeah, I think that's an excellent idea.
Yeah, I agree. I think that we should, if we're going to go dark in December, November, we should definitely be meeting.
Yeah, I agree as well.
Yep. Hi, Michael, this is Jennifer. I agree as well. I think it's a good idea.
Okay. Well, thanks. It sounds like there's a pretty good consensus here of folks that would like to maximize the number of meetings, and I think we have important work to do. The more meetings we have, the better able we will be to perform that work for our community. So why don't we tentatively schedule that for the first November, or the first Thursday of November, I can actually check my calendar and find out what
November 2nd. That would be November
2nd.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
No, it's
November
4th.
November 4th.
Okay. All right. So why don't we tentatively plan to schedule that and as a special meeting, and then if for some reason the calendar should get upended, we can always revisit that. I probably wouldn't have said that pre-COVID, but now I've learned to not even be sure that November 4th will be the day after November 3rd. Okay, let's move on to the next item.
Did you want to take a vote?
Sure, why don't we take a vote on the special meeting?
Well, and the meeting calendar itself.
Oh. And the meeting calendar, yeah, very, very good. Thank you for that. So why don't we do that? I guess it'll be a roll call vote.
Yeah, so I need a motion and a second.
So moved.
Second.
I'll second Farid.
Okay, so I will take the roll call. Commissioner Amy Buck?
Yes.
Commissioner Dobie?
Yes.
Commissioner Faruqi?
Yes.
Commissioner Hamill? Commissioner Lee?
Yes.
Commissioner Matsuba?
Yes.
Commissioner Nimothy?
Yes.
Commissioner Carrie Reynolds? Commissioner Mike Reynolds?
Yes.
Commissioner Steinberg?
Yes.
And Commissioner Wang?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Well, it's a very close call, but we are in favor. So. Okay, why don't we move on to the next item?
Okay, item number 5 is review and discuss the role of the commissioners and media requests.
Okay, so on this one, I believe we're still waiting for input from county council in the form of some sort of a bullet point memo that could go to all commissioners. I thought there was going to be a draft that's come out, and I don't believe I've seen it, and if I have, I apologize for being remiss, but that's where I believe things are right now. Feel free to sling arrows and daggers at me if I'm mistaken.
I think it's also being discussed in the new bylaws as well. We're still working through that, the chair, myself, Renee, and Norma, and that piece has to be addressed, I think, in the new bylaws as well. So if you remember seeing it, it's probably from a question from that draft, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And in fact, we do need to schedule the next ad hoc commission meeting. I was going to mention that when we got to the hearing speaker presentation portion of the agenda, since we don't have a speaker. I guess we can advance that and just see if the ad hoc commission committee is available to look at their calendars now and suggest the time to meet. Otherwise, we can just send emails around.
Emails are probably easier.
Okay, then I'll look forward to getting an email from everybody, and we'll schedule this. Norma, would it be too much trouble to ask for you to take the lead in scheduling this? Or maybe we should have Renee take the lead in scheduling this, because I think Renee is...
I'm happy to.
Okay.
I can make sure that we get an email out as soon as possible so that we can actually sit down and meet. Chair, Chairman Reynolds, I believe on this item you met directly with County Council, and I believe County Council is on the line. John, are you there?
Yeah, this is John Cleveland from County Council. I think our goal was to get a draft going, circulated in advance of the December or January meeting. Obviously, it's going to be January. I do have a rough draft prepared, and I hope to circulate it tomorrow with Jenna Sergio and other county staff as appropriate for their input to make sure we address all the concerns that have been raised. Then send it over to you, Chair, for your input, and get it finalized so we can circulate it in advance of the January meeting.
Excellent. Thanks, John.
Yes, thank you very much. I'll look forward to seeing that. I guess we can move on to the next item.
Okay. Item number 6 is status on Dr. Danley's leadership transformation proposal.
Okay, so I have been in touch with Commissioner Hamill on this, and it seems that there are some threshold legal and budgetary items that need to be addressed before this or any similar proposal could move forward. Basically, what we're going to need an opinion on, that is a legal opinion on, is the first of all, the ability of the Human Relations Commission to recommend a privately owned entity be hired at public expense. And we're going to need an opinion as to just what the county is able to tell non-county agencies what they're supposed to do and what they're supposed to spend money on. There's an unfunded mandate issue that is a legal issue. At least that's how I understand it. And by the way, I do not profess to be a legal expert in this area of the law. I'm just saying what I understand to be the issues. I also think that we need to get an opinion as to the ability to endorse a particular training company without receiving competitive bids. Those are the legal issues that I think we're going to need to look at. And I'm glad County Council is on the line, because there may be others that we have not we have not thought of here, that would not have been have not been expressed to us. The other item that I understand is something to consider that may be a threshold issue here is public budgets right now. As people understand, tax revenues are dependent upon there being taxable economic activity, and taxable economic activity has, while not ground to a halt, it has been severely curtailed this year. Looking just at the state level, tax revenues have been in a free fall due to COVID, and the health department's responses to COVID. For instance, we went from a $6 billion estimated surplus, as well as an $18 billion rainy day fund, being completely exhausted and converted into a $54 billion deficit, which, the state has never had a deficit like that before. And my understanding is that municipalities are in a similar boat percentage-wise, if not in absolute numbers. So those are issues that are going to pose obstacles to the adoption of programs across the board. I think we should start, though, with addressing the legal questions. And once the legal questions are addressed, then we can look and see, the county has and what individual municipalities at the sub-county level have available in terms of resources to see whether or not this is a program or a program like this is even doable. Any questions, thoughts, comments?
This is John Cleveland from County Council. This is the first I've heard of this program. I'm unfamiliar with it. I'd like an opportunity to learn more from staff and then probably touch base with you, Chair, to just further discuss the legal issues and address them as you wish.
Yeah, that would be well. What I would ask is, I know Norma has a copy handy because she emailed me one very recently, and maybe she could send that to you to have a look at. And then once you've looked at it, please just send me an email, and we'll set up a time to chat and discuss what those legal issues are and what you think is a reasonable time frame for addressing them.
That sounds great.
And
any other?
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
Yes, hi, Chair. This is Commissioner Matsuba. Are you going to follow up with Dr. Danley on this, letting him know where we are in the process, or to connect with him?
Well, I could follow up with him, or we could have staff follow up with him. You know, it's I'm perfectly willing to reach out to him. I think I would need Norma to send me his contact information again. Although I'm sure once I'm back in my office, I can find it in my hard file.
Okay, sounds good.
Any other questions, comments, ideas? Okay. Why don't we move on to the next item?
Okay. Item number 7 is listening session ad hoc update.
Good morning, everyone. We had a meeting. The ad hoc committee had a meeting on November 3rd, Thursday, last Thursday, I believe. And you know, we had Chief Mike Hamill, obviously Amy and Norma, myself, Janie, I believe, was not available. I can't remember that now. However, there were some suggestions made, and Mike Hamill actually suggested something which is very current with all that is happening with the surge in the pandemic, the cases going up, and you know, the number of people that are dying. So we thought it would be best to address this issue. So we are proposing that a COVID-19 pandemic health equity issue and community experience listening session be hosted by the commission. It's going to address the magnitude, the exposure that is there, and the inequities in health services that impacts people of color and others in different communities in Orange County and elsewhere as well. We have tentatively put a date. We have Amy, with her the current position and access to information in the health area with the county and other agencies, it was decided that she will reach out to a couple of speakers to first line up their schedule and see when they are available before we decide to do it. We're supposed to do these things on a quarterly basis. That would have put us into January, and it is too short a time to prepare and do something. So we have moved it to February. So the tentative date is February 26th, 2021. It's a Friday, and the time slot is 3:30 to 5 p.m., which is still being looked into. The tentative speakers confirmation that we have is Clayton Chu, Orange County Health Care Agency Director, and America Bracco, from the Latino Health Access Executive Director, and I think Amy or Norma may have, Commissioner Amy may have more to say on that, but those are the two speakers that we want to have, and follow the same format that we did in the previous case with the introductions, discussion with the panel, and then breakout rooms where there will be smaller groups talking about the issues. We get to listen from the audience of our stakeholders in the community that have been impacted and with their family or themselves have seen the disparity in getting treatment or whatever that may be the care that they needed. So this is how we are planning to move forward with it for this particular session. Norma or Amy, Commissioner Amy, if you have anything to add to that, I would welcome. But that's
enough. Yeah, if I can add just to that. So I have not yet invited Dr. Bracho, but we do have Dr. Chow is confirmed, and now that I have his confirmation, I'll extend the invitation to Dr. Bracho. But we wanted to firm up Clayton's schedule first.
Okay,
but we are a go for that date.
Thank you, Commissioner Amy, for that update and clarification. I appreciate that. And I think this has been well received within the committee, and we want to share this with the commission and see what you think about it. And Norma has already put a draft flyer and kind of a schedule to this as well. So once we get the confirmation, and then we can start rolling.
Commissioner Fareed, a question. Could you repeat the date and time again?
That'll be February 26th. It's a Friday afternoon from 3:30 to 5 p.m. Yeah, because even the council is doing something different, but they also have a Zoom engagement the week before or something like that, so we had to switch to this particular date. And it's all based on the availability of our guest speakers. So since Dr. Clayton Chu had confirmed the time slot, so we took that one.
My other question, and maybe Norma can address it. Song Richardson, we reached out to her. She did agree to speak. But maybe it was for a different event. But I believe it was also February.
It's a different event. And that one particularly, I had asked... The council had asked me to ask you. It's a different event that they're holding.
Okay.
So it's different from this.
Thank you.
Any further questions for us, for the committee? Are we in agreement to move forward with this, and you have your blessings?
I'm really glad that Dr. Chow was invited. So thank you.
Absolutely. Yes, Chair.
So I think I think we need a motion and a second, and I would certainly entertain the motion.
No, the item isn't written to be voted on.
Yeah.
Oh okay. Well, you certainly have my moral support on this. I don't. Does anybody else? Do any of the commissioners have any further comments, questions? Any concerns on this?
Superb idea.
Thank you. Thank you.
Great work, Fareed. Keep running with it.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it. And thanks to the committee that is supporting us.
All right. Let's move on to the next item.
Item number 8 is Commission Staff Report to Know Better Anti-Hate Campaign.
I'll be doing the update. Brittany, unfortunately, is out. So the window for submissions has been closed. It closed on Monday. And I do have total numbers for all of you. There was a total of 105 submissions. All districts participated. So we had District 1 had the highest submission rate. It had 45 in total from 9 different schools. District 2 had 4 submissions from 4 schools. District 3 had a number of 17 submissions from 3 schools. District 4, 27 submissions from 5 schools. And finally, District 5, 12 submissions from 8 schools. So currently, the anti-hate campaign ad hoc is looking through the submissions and dwindling down the top. The cream of the crop, those submissions are going to go out, or they're voting and judging is going to go out to Brittany, and hopefully by Friday we will have those out to the district, the Board of Supervisors offices, so they're able to do their judging over the weekend. And our hope is that by Tuesday of next week, we will be able to announce the winners. So just a reminder, there will be one winner per district, so we will have 5 total winners announced from this campaign. So I think Brittany did an amazing job in the outreach and the social media and the push behind this and promotion. I think worked out really, really well. So I think 105 submissions is incredible, and I've seen some of it. I haven't seen all of the submissions yet, but I've seen some of it, and some of the stuff that's been submitted is incredible. I don't know if the ad hoc members have any comments that you'd like to add.
Yes, I would. this is beyond my wildest dreams, and when we came up with this. So, first of all, kudos to the staff for making it happen. I've watched 90 of the 100-plus submissions, and on 10 or 15 of them, I've been brought to tears. It's so moving. It is so well done. And there's different media that they're using. Some are poems, some are video productions, some are interviews, some are beautiful artwork. Well, one student drew the globe and then put one of the speeches of Martin Luther King in through the whole globe and stuff, most of it focused on COVID and anti-Asian discrimination, but they're so clever, these kids. They have brought in all sorts of things we've been wrestling with during this past year, from the racial unrest to personal responsibility about wearing masks. I mean, they're just so clever. And if possible, maybe, Norma, we can send out the finalists to the whole commission, because it really is so affirmative of the work that we are doing. These kids get it maybe better than adults, I think, in a lot of ways. And I've spent, the good part of yesterday and this morning judging and watching, and lots of 8s, 9s, and 10s, to be sure. So thank you for being so supportive of it. It took a while to get going, but I'm really proud of what our commission has produced and how the staff has really made it happen, in addition to Renee and her support in getting us over the finish line as well.
Thanks, Rabbi. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
I would just add to that, too, what Rick was saying. I've looked at about half of them, and it does move me to tears as well. It's just incredible that the way that the young people see things and the way they can bring it to light. And it's just very important that we've brought the kids in, because I'm learning a lot from their eyes. So I think it was very, very, thank you as well to the staff and, to Brittany and everyone that worked on this and got it going, because it's very important, very important. So I'm so happy that we're doing this.
I do want to add, based on what Rabbi said, commissioners are able to actually see all of the submissions that were, all of the things that were submitted. So if you visit Know Better, KNOWBetter2020.com, if you go to gallery, you will see all of the submissions divided up by district. So you're able to see that stuff right now on the webpage. If you want to take a look at what's been submitted and what, it's being judged. Once the announcement goes up, the winners will be announced also on the website. So the top ones will be featured there too. So if you want to see what the ad hoc is looking at, you can see that now at knowbetter2020.com in the gallery.
Thanks, Norma. Any other questions, comments on this? Well, fantastic, fantastic work. Let's move on to the next item.
Okay, item number 9 is update from OC Chiefs and Sheriff. And I don't see Commissioner Hamill here.
Well, I guess we'll table that till January.
Yep. Okay, so...
Okay, I'm sorry.
No, sorry, go ahead.
Okay, why don't we move on to item 10?
Okay, item 10 is OCSD Interfaith Council update.
We had a meeting a few weeks ago, and yours truly was asked to give kind of a sermon review of the past year for the advisory council and kind of the work we had done and responding to social issues that in particular the sheriff was facing, but all law enforcement and faith communities as well. And then we kind of brainstormed for the year to come, and lots of promising programs with the sheriff as the host, but not always the subject. In other words, it's a great venue for faith leaders to come together to talk about lots of issues beyond just law enforcement, although law enforcement usually intersects with whatever issue we're talking about, from COVID to healthcare to race to, whatever issue you can think of. The sheriff is part of it and is really a great partner in this. Just as a reminder that it's through the commission that this advisory board came to be, Norma is the equal staff to Gail, who's the sheriff's representative, who organizes this convening, really, of religious leaders across Orange County. And other than the Orange County Interfaith Network, probably the largest group of faith leaders that comes together every other month. So it's really a terrific venue that has been led and sponsored by our commission. I don't know, Norma, add anything to that, but that's something I think for the commission to be proud of as well.
I can say it's been an honor to be part of this group and working alongside interfaith leaders and the sheriff's department. I think they've taken on some really key issues in the community, and they continue to do so. I'm really excited about what's come. I think for a while the council has been looking at ways to really engage and bring forth more of a, build that relationship in a stronger sense between community and law enforcement, not just the sheriff, but across the board, and taking this model maybe even to local law enforcement. So I'm really excited about what the committee is bringing forward and what 2021 will bring.
Wow, that's just fantastic. Any questions, comments? At all? Okay, well, thanks again. Just fantastic work. Why don't we move on to the next item?
Next is any announcements from commissioners?
I would like to make a couple of announcements, and then I'll leave the floor open to the next commissioner to do so. First, I'd like to thank Commissioner Faruqi for standing in for me at the last meeting, and I am very grateful for his support and the fact that we've got such wonderful commissioners here. Who are all willing to help one another and stand in. Another note of appreciation, and that is for Kerry Reynolds. As some of you probably already know, maybe all of you know, she is taking a leave of absence because she has really just been hit with a deluge of family health issues. Fortunately, she's healthy, but she has had so many siblings and relatives who have been ill. So if you could please keep her and her loved ones in your prayers, and hopefully we'll see her back at some point soon. but certainly appreciate her work on the commission, as well as in particular with respect to the Goodwill Award. That was something that she was instrumental in envisioning and implementing. Unfortunately, her absence, of course, is going to put more strain on the rest of her ad hoc committee that is dealing with the nomination. But I would encourage the other members of that ad hoc to let us know at the earliest opportunity how things are going with the nominations. I understand there are multiple nominations that are worthy, and so it will be a difficult selection process. And it's nice to know that there is enough goodwill out there in the county that there are people that are multiple qualified nominees. That's all I have on that.
Prayers go out. This is Fareed. Thank you, Chair, for the acknowledgement. Appreciate it. Yeah. Happy to do so. And our prayers go out to our Commissioner, Carrie Reynolds, and her family members. May God give them speedy recovery. Keep them well and safe. I have, if I may, Chair, if I can make a comment.
Yes, please do, sir.
Okay. Yeah, thank you. I just want to acknowledge our staff and also Norma. She was a speaker, or she participated at the Interfaith Task Force every second Wednesday. There is a meeting of different faith leadership and people across Southern California, not just Orange County. Interfaith Task Force, we partner with them, and they have worked with the council as well. 2 weeks ago, I think they had an event, Zoom forum, whatever that was. But Norma represented the commission and the work of the commission that we do last Thursday. And obviously, it was very well received. People didn't know, even though some of them knew, but they don't know all that we do. So I want to thank Norma for being there and to represent and acknowledge the work that we do.
I second that. If I can make a comment as well, Chair?
Yes, please do so.
Just an idea, particularly, I don't know if County Council is still on the line, and Renee, an issue from many years ago was when we moved our meeting from evening to 11 o'clock on a Thursday, and we were very worried that the public wouldn't show up to make comments, and for many months that was very true. Before we went into COVID, more people showed up to make comments, which was fantastic, during the public comments section of our meeting. But I've noticed, notwithstanding this meeting, but every other COVID meeting we've had a lot of people on the phone and a lot of people making comments. And I just wonder if County has discussed continuing the option of people being able to phone in even when we're back in person. Because having somebody have to drive to Santa Ana, find parking or whatnot to participate and have their voice heard might be preventative for them or prohibitive for them to do that in the middle of the day. But if all they need to do is call in during the public comment section, then that gives them an opportunity to do that. So I would just like to put that thought in your head, and I don't know if there's something the commission can do, if they're supportive of such an idea, that when COVID is over and we're back in person, to allow for phone calling in for public comment. Do we need to go to the board? What do we need to do? But I think, particularly for this commission, where we're dealing with people who, for whom it might be very challenging to get away at 11 o'clock on a Thursday after or morning, this might be a really good solution. And since we figured out how to do it, I would hope it would be received positively.
I think that's an excellent idea, Rick, and I thank you for bringing that up. I'm not sure what the legalities of that will be when we exit the COVID environment, but I would certainly be supportive of doing whatever it takes to increase public participation.
Well, that's why I'm mentioning it now. I don't know, Renee or Mr. Tipton, you've had a chance to talk about that or think about that, but if you could guide us on how to raise that issue in the appropriate places, I'd be happy to take that up.
This is Renee. I'm happy to explore that further with County Council and ensure that we're not in violation of the Brown Act. I don't know if John is still on the line and if he has any insight into the question now, but I can definitely follow up and have some additional information for the next meeting.
Awesome.
This is John Cleveland. Currently, the public comments being allowed under an executive order that will eventually come to a close. So I think you may be able to add on to public comment that is available in person, but not once this executive order ceases, you wouldn't necessarily be able to have public comment only on telephone.
Okay. Well, maybe there's a way to get to the governor and send the order or to change the law. I don't know. But it seems to me like a good opportunity for more participation rather than less.
I agree. And I thank you again for bringing that up. Okay. Any other announcements from commissioners?
Yes. Chair, you mentioned the Goodwill Awards. I just wanted to ask you, or maybe if someone else is on that committee. I know as we got deeper into COVID, Commissioner Reynolds had mentioned that they were going to focus more on people that were doing things about COVID or having to do with the pandemic. Is that who they were? Who the candidates are right now, or was it still, because she had a group of candidates from before, and then she said, oh, we're going to change the focus. So I was just wondering about that.
I have not seen what the results of that change of focus have been, or whether or not the change of focus was, to the exclusion of others. I did see that there were a couple of nominees, but it's probably better for me to just shut my big mouth and defer to Addy on this.
Oh, Addy, you're on.
If I may, I did receive a batch of nominations from Dr. Reynolds, and I know that she's been leading the effort with Addie and Joanne, and I did offer Dr. Carey to kind of pick up and support that work for now until she came back or someone else stepped up. So I don't know if Addie and Joanne have the information, but we can connect offline, maybe set up a meeting for all of us to meet and kind of review what's there. To then bring forth the nominees. And I really don't know about having original nominations and substituting them for more current ones. I do have, though, what she was working off of, which we can always kind of circle back on.
I was going to actually email you after this meeting, Norma, because I think Amy's on as well as Joanne and myself. So, I think we'll all be happy to pick up for Carrie.
Absolutely.
What
I'll do is I'll send out a calendar poll to find a date for us to meet, and then we can go from there.
Great. Thank you.
Okay, and the other thing I just wanted to say, in January, a few of us participated in the State of Race workshop that Norma and Julie Wu and the staff put on, and it was kind of run by members of the National Association for Community Mediation. And anyway, out of that was formed a core team, and I'm a member of that core team. And so, since COVID, we have been meeting on Zoom, and it's moving a little slower than probably all of us expected, but I think the distraction of the Zoom and the COVID and everything has kind of added to that. But anyway, we have been meeting. I think we are starting to see a path towards more action and seeing some things get done. Norma has invited a couple of her staff members, right, Norma, David, and Maureen, to kind of be the facilitators of the group, because I think we're getting a little off focus. So they're going to help us with focusing and pulling our efforts together and staying on the path of the vision of the, you know, working on race relations in Orange County. So,
if I may, Commissioner Matsula, the council had actually hosted this last year, and Commissioner Matsula, she graciously committed to continue to be part of the work or the discussions with the core team that was formed. David is not, he's a council staff, so he's there because, you know, the council's looking at ways to see if there's connection to some opportunities for further development. But Maureen's support comes in because the core team is looking at potentially doing dialogues. And if you all remember, Maureen's expertise and work with the commission is around police community dialogues and community dialogues. So we're hoping that her level of expertise would be able to maybe help the core team decide and create a framework. I think that moving forward, once the core team solidifies their plan, I think it'd be a good idea for Commissioner Matsula to bring back that plan to the commission to see, you know, to kind of get a better sense of what's happening with the work. And maybe even having a discussion about the role of the commission in that space, especially if it's dialogues across the county and really taking on some of the social issues that are being expressed through some of what's happening and that's related to the commission action plan that was voted on early on this year. So as this group kind of begins to solidify, I think Commissioner Matsula will be able to bring back something for the commission to look at.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thanks, Norma, for the update.
Okay. Thank you very much for that. Any other announcements?
I just
All right.
want
well,
to...
Commissioner
Reynolds, I just wanted to wish everybody happy holidays, their holidays, so please be safe. The vaccine is just around the corner, and please don't take any risks. It's coming within the next 3 months, so please be careful.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Good advice, I think. All right. Well, everybody have a wonderful end of your year, and I look forward to hearing from some of you between now and the next meeting, and I look forward to hearing from and seeing or hearing everybody at the next meeting in January. And let's all hope for a wonderful 2021 and maybe something a little bit more stable and less unusual.
And I will have a inspiration quote that is worth 2021 worthy.
We are looking forward to that. Over the
And actually look at the other pages of the agenda, because I only saw the front page and didn't see my name. Second time I've done this.
Okay, so Norma, I want you to send out the second page.
Yes. Especially if my name's on it. Can you highlight it for me?
What I will do, I will update that calendar of assignments for the Christmas
awesome.
Quote and add it to the packet for next month, so everybody's reminded of when you're and note when
yes.
you're up next.
Oh, that would be awesome. You're awesome, Norma.
Fantastic. well, all of the commissioners and our staff a very blessed and happy holiday, Christmas and Hanukkah and everything else that's coming about, and a safe one for you and your families and for going into New Year's.
Thank you,
Farid.
Thank you so much, Farid.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, with that, we will adjourn.
Okay.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.